This is KCUR. For centuries, people have looked into artists to help visualize some of the complexities of science. The techniques have changed from wood engravings and copper plate prints to microscopic photos and digital animation. But the focus on storytelling is the same. It's a profession known as medical illustration, and there's an effort to cultivate more of it in Kansas City, as KCUR's Laura Spencer reports.
The illustration department at the Kansas City Art Institute is tucked into a former grocery store at 43rd and Oak. At a long table near the entrance, a handful of students quietly surf the internet or snack before a class called Biomedical Visualization. Instructor Stanton Fernald darts back into a room with two skeletons and a table filled with microscopes.
Well, I always enjoyed kind of mixing the arts and the sciences together.
Fernald graduated from the Art Institute 2 decades ago with a focus on industrial design. For the last 15 years, he's worked at the University of Kansas Medical Center doing medical illustration, and he's wanted to build a bridge between the two institutions.
The ability to take a detailed subject and kind of own it first, then communicate it to another. And that's kind of a key part to being a medical illustrator. It's like you got to understand it before you can re-communicate it.
Medical or scientific illustration has been around for a while. Greek anatomists 2,000 years ago would present images based on dissections to their students.
And here's that nice rattle.
Rare book librarian Don McInnes gingerly turns the thick pages of a book dating from 1543. The Clendenning History of Medicine Library at KU Med has a wide collection, including 16th century anatomy books like Vesalius's On the Fabric of the Human Body.
1543, that this is the book that pretty much revolutionized anatomy because Andre Vesalius actually did label all the parts.
It was said of Vesalius, an anatomist and physician, that he was able to identify any bone in the body in less than a minute. And there are nearly 300 illustrations, but not all ones you might expect. There's a detailed skeleton lounging in a reflective pose, and top-down views of the brain of a mustachioed man.
You notice this position in here that's very humanistic on there, and this was the artistic portrayal of anatomy books of like the 1500s and 1600s.
From time to time, I pull references from historical illustration and, you know, traditional classical painting.
Medical illustrator Dave Kilpak says these days his method of telling a scientific story is largely computer-generated. Kilpak is on the board of the Association of Medical Illustrators. He says despite technological advances, there's still a need for visual problem-solving.
Now we have MRIs and CT scans and lots of ways that doctors can visualize what's going on inside the human body. At the same time, those aren't typically very easy for anyone but the expert to understand.
According to Kilpak, medical illustration is a field with a lot of potential for growth, for those with a passion for both science and art.
So everybody get up, take a look at what's on the wall.
Back at the Art Institute's biomedical visualization class, it's crit night, a time for feedback. The students carefully pin up their work. There's microscopy, cross-sections of mushrooms or pine needles, magnified through the lens of a microscope, and images of legs in motion. Medical illustrator Nicole McClure-Curlbaum, with a background in biology and painting, is co-teaching.
What you thought was most challenging, and what skills you think you can take into the rest of your portfolio pieces. As an artist, you know, beyond this class, if there's anything that really stuck with you, like I learned this technique, or now I feel like I have the vocabulary to talk about different subject matter.
Senior Christopher Martin says the class appealed to him because of the need for accuracy and precision.
Well, one of my most enjoyable challenges with this field is not only creating an image that's appealing aesthetically, but also an image that can be used as a tool to teach.
And these tools have a real-world application. Over the last 2 semesters, the students have worked on projects with Children's Mercy Hospital, like creating visuals to break down cultural language barriers. And instructor Stanton Fernald says as they look to the future of the program, the students are up to the challenge.
The right tools with the right artists, and you're going to have spectacular results.
As Kansas City develops a reputation as a biotech hub with 200 life science companies in the region, Fernald says he hopes some of these students will be the ones helping to tell their stories. Laura Spencer, KCUR News.